Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their 6th Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, 6, baby. 6. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number 6!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm laughing to start off this segment. I just, for years here on the program, I love to make fun of the leftists and their love of trains. Oh, Barack Obama, remember in his little stimulus package, the American Recovery Reinvestment Act, he was throwing around cash. That's right. That was again, Barack Obama, he had that whole like FM talk station vibe. You call a Barack Obama at 3 o'clock, say you're going to put in a choo-choo train, and we're giving away cash. And they would. At the time, I was a resident of the state of Florida. And they wanted to build a choo-choo train between Tampa and Orlando. A high-speed rail between Tampa and Orlando. Two cities that have one thing in common, at least, sprawl. They're spread out. There's no spoke system. It's Florida. There's no subways. So they're going to build a high-speed rail. Cities are, what, 70 miles apart, 80 miles apart? It's going to stop twice along the way. High-speed rail, you're going to drop the people off where? Then what? Then what are they going to do? It's not Manhattan. It's not Washington. It's not Boston. It's stupid. And, man, oh, man. Oh, a lot of politicians, a lot of radio personnel, a lot of people that were counting on that choo-choo train. They actually went out and bought real estate where the choo-choo train was supposed to go, thinking that they were going to get rich quick. They were real estate speculators. and it didn't happen. Thank God. And for a while, it was at one point in time in Florida, they actually put it on the ballot. They had a referendum down there. People voted for it, then the next one, they voted it down. All that train would have did, would have been a ghost train. Nobody would have rode on the train. The state would have, wait, we turn this train down, we're not going to get the money. The government is earmarked for us, and if we don't accept it, then we don't get the money. Well, what happens when the money's gone? What happens when the money is gone, and you still have to pay for the workers and everything that goes along with the train that nobody's using? No. Let's not think about that. Let's not think long term. No. Choo-choo. Remember from The Simpsons, the Valentine's Day this past week. Remember the episode with Ralph Wiggum? I choose you. Stupid. And I like trains. I do. When they work. They work in Europe. The way Europe is laid out, set up. Cities, they work there. It works here in the United States. Where? What is the one area of the country where Amtrak actually works? The Northeast Corridor. Boston, New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington. That's it. That's where it works. Other than that, nowhere else. Loses money everywhere else. There's alternatives. People get in their car. I remember it's kind of like a Gen X movie. Came out in the early 1990s, a movie, Singles, with Cameron Crowe. And one of the lead characters in the film worked for the Department of Transportation, and he was working on a project, had everything pitched, wanted to go and build a super train for Seattle. And he was even asking his little girlfriend at the time, what do you think about this? She's like, I don't know. I really love my car. But no, he's insistent. No. If you give people good coffee and good music, they'll put their cars down and they'll get on a train. Right. And I remember he goes to the meet the mayor. It was paid by Tom Skerritt. And he makes the pitch to Tom Skerritt. And the mayor says, my answer is no. So we made fun of this, and I actually played a bit. And Simpsons make sense out of a lot of things in life, especially the old episodes. There was an episode back in the 1990s where a salesman comes to Springfield. Springfield has a windfall. Kind of like the Barack Obama stimulus package, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, a windfall. We're just going to take $1 trillion and we're just going to spend it on stuff. We're just going to spend it on stuff and Solyndra and Fisker and batteries and solar and windmills and choo-choo trains. And so that's what they did. And there was an episode of The Simpsons back in the 1990s. Yes, the town of Springfield gets a windfall. And what are they going to do with it? Well, have a listen.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
Mule.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my idea. I give you the Springfield Monorail. I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook. And by gum, it put them on the map. Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified six-car monorail. What'd I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
Monorail. Monorail. Monorail.
I hear those things are awfully loud.
It glides as softly as a cloud.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No, good sir, I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can.
Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monterey.
What's it called?
Monterey.
Once again.
Cracked
and broken.
Sorry, Mom. The
mob
is spoken.
Mono, don't. You go back and listen to that. All I mean, this is back in the 1990s. You listen to Marge, and they're saying our streets are cracked and things are broken. Common sense things they could spend the money on. You've got Barney. Well, what about us lazy slobs? You'll be given cushy jobs. Yeah, union jobs. Everything about this stupid train boondoggle. Well, let me take you to California. California, I don't even know. I don't even know. They haven't even come up with the billions of dollars that have been wasted on California's high-speed train. Yes, the mighty Los Angeles to San Francisco choo-choo train that is a decade behind schedule and billions and billions and billions of dollars in the red. Gavin Newsom said, nah, we're not going to do that. I can't even imagine. Well, you know, you get a lot of contractors made themselves a lot of money, and I'm sure they cut nice checks to their favorite politicians. But even Gavin Newsom, nah, this is just not feasible. It's not feasible for them to build a choo-choo train from San Francisco to Los Angeles, but you get these idiots now in Congress want to build a choo-choo train over oceans. It hurts my head. It really does. And I'm not going to get any satisfaction. You know, at least Michael Corleone in The Godfather, when he confronted his brother-in-law, Carlo, because Carlo set up his brother and had Sonny killed. When he confronted him, he's like, don't insult my intelligence. Tell me what you did. Tell me who did it. Tell me what you did. The whole setup. At least Michael got satisfaction. He had to get the off Carlo. These idiots, these people running for president, keep talking about all these green ideas, and they hurt my head. And you get their buddies in the mainstream media writing articles. Well, you know, maybe the Green Deal could work. Are you stupid? Do you have any idea the millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of people around the globe that are going to be put out of work? First, you're going to do away with oil and gas, right? Are you nuts? What about boats? What about both? How are you going to get, you know, you can't do that. What, are we going to make every cargo ship nuclear powered? That would be great. It would be great putting that technology in the hands of nations around the globe. Fantastic, huh? But anyway, we told you this was going to happen. And see, I told you so a moment. 10,772. I don't know which one. But it's funny, a funny story, is that California doesn't want to give back some of the money the federal government gave. Donald Trump asked for the $3.5 billion back, and Gavin Newsom said, no, that's our money. We're actually going to finish one leg of the train. They're building one. Where's this train going? It's from, forget where it's from. It's from two rural areas. Bakersfield. Oh, yeah, Merced and Bakersfield. So they're going to build high-speed rail from one farming district to another farming district. people, it's beyond, it's just, it hurts my head. It does. Honestly, it does. Got to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it
it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mills, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I saw this story. I saw this story, and I kind of found it fascinating. And, you know, for younger listeners out there, this is going to be a good listen for you and for our parents and grandparents out there. I think this is a good example of how you can go about talking to your kids about the world around us, about life here in America, and things that you can do, talent, what is provided to you. So this story. Again, he was one of the biggest rock stars on the planet until he killed himself, Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. And it was an article about his daughter. Daughter was being interviewed, Frances Bean Cobain. And she was talking about her relationship with money and how she feels guilt over inheriting her father's fortune. She's 26 years old. She's a very pretty girl. Her mother, okay, you got to understand the life that she had. She's got a lot of money. But her father kind of killed himself with a shotgun. Her mother hasn't exactly been a very stable force. I mean, maybe she's gotten her act together. has obviously had many issues. But she said that her relationship with this money is different because she didn't earn it. She's right. She didn't earn that money. She says it's almost like this big, giant loan that I'll never get rid of. And it's almost like I have this foreign relationship to it. Or like a guilt because it feels like money from somebody that I've never met, let alone earned myself. I thought about this. And when she gets a certain amount of money every single month, and she also has $15 million in assets. Now, I don't know. She's obviously got two very talented parents. I don't know if she wants to get into music, whatever it may be. But she was given a gift. I don't know what other talents she has, but I'm assuming she has some. But she's got talent, and she also has wealth. I look at these things as, wow, an opportunity. She should be taught, and it's a problem nowadays, because in today's society, you got people out there constantly saying wealth is bad, money is bad. Oh, my God, I don't need all of this. I should feel sorry for the wealth that I've created, what I've earned, what I've built. No, you shouldn't. However, what she should do with that wealth and whatever talents she has, she should try to make that wealth grow. How is she going to go about making that wealth grow? By investing, starting businesses, employing people. Everybody was given a talent. God gives all of us something. Something. The idea is to try to find out what that something is and do something with it. Now, she's got a talent and she's got money. So she can put those two things together and she can build something wonderful. She can build something great. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a chain of restaurants, a chain of dry cleaners. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But you put that money to work with your talent, you employ people, you help put food on the table of others and put other kids, parents, kids through college. You're doing something fantastic. Yeah, if you just sit around and look at your money that comes in every month, your $100,000 a month allowance, and can't figure out where to go about spending it or what to do with it, you're going to have a huge hole in your life. A great song by the Police, Hole in My Life. You're going to have a massive hole in your life because you're not overcoming obstacles. You're not achieving goals. So, I mean, if I was to address this young lady, I'd say go for it. Go build. Go create. You're not going to feel guilty. You have an opportunity. Seize it. Anyway, I got to quickly mention this as well. I talked about the choo-choo train. We touched on the new Green Deal. I like what Mitch McConnell has done. Mitch McConnell said he's going to bring the new Green Deal to a vote. The new Green Deal to a vote. He's going to hold Democrats' feet to the fire. I'm curious to see who signs off on this thing. I really do. It's a smart move by McConnell. But the funny thing is that Ed Markey came out, senator from Massachusetts, saying that by bringing it up to the vote, Mitch McConnell is scuttling the deal. He's scuttling it. He's knocking it down. He's ruining it. How is he ruining it? It's your idea. These are your brilliant plans, and we're bringing it up to a vote. Well, how am I ruining it? Anyway, this is a great column I was reading this past week, and it cited a writer, real smart guy, an economist, Ludwig von Mises. Ludwig von Mises, born in the late 1800s, wrote a column in 1940. It was it's actually called, I'm not going to read the German part of it, It was in this paper called Interventionalism and Economic Analysis. And it's kind of fascinating because I kind of consider myself a pretty good student of history and like to read. But here's somebody who lived through Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. We're going to get back from the break. It's a fascinating piece. This is written in 1940. And some of the things he points out, you're going to see the parallels to the things happening today in the United States, and it might creep you out a little bit. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we have called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. At
Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, Ludwig von Mises. This is from 1940. And I want everybody to kind of pay close attention to what he says. And I'm going to add a little bit in. I want you to focus on the people, it is what it is. It's the far left right now that's making all the noise that's in the news and what they're putting forward. And I want you to compare. He writes, Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini constantly proclaim, again, this is written in 1940, that they are chosen by destiny to bring salvation to this world. What did Barack say? Remember Barack Obama? We are the people we were waiting for. Right? They claim they are the leaders of the creative youth who fight against their outlived elders. They bring from the East the new culture, which is to replace the dying Western civilization. They want to give the coup de grace to liberalism and capitalism. They want to overcome immoral egoism by altruism. They plan to replace the anarchic democracy by order and organization, the society of classes by the total state, the market economy by socialism. Their war is not for territorial expansion, for loot and hegemony of the imperialistic wars of the past, but it is a holy crusade for a better world to live in. Again, this was written in 1940. Guy talking about Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. Does this not at all sound familiar? He goes on, he says, they feel certain of their victory because they are convinced that they are born by the wave of the future. It is the law of nature, they say, that great historic changes cannot take peacefully or without conflict. It would be petty and stupid, they contend, to overlook the creative quality of their work because some of the unpleasantness which the great world revolution must necessarily bring with it. They maintain one should not overlook the glory of the new gospel because of ill-placed pity for Jews or Masons, Poles, Czechs, Finns, and Greeks, the decadent English aristocracy, and the corrupt French bourgeoisie. Such softness and such blindness for the new standards of morality prove only the decadence of the dying capitalistic pseudo-culture, the whining and crying of impotent old men. Sound at all familiar? They say is futile. It will not stop the victorious advance of youth. No one can stop the wheel of history or turn back the clock of time. The success of this propaganda is overwhelming. Again, this is back in 1940. Nothing is more fashionable than slandering Western civilization. This was written in 1940. Not today, 1940. This was written about Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin. This mentality, he writes, has made it easy for Hitler to gain his victories. The Czechs and the Danes capitulated without a fight. Norwegian officers handed over large sections of their country to Hitler's army. The Dutch and the Belgians gave in after only a short resistance. The French had the audacity to celebrate the destruction of their independence as a national revival. It took Hitler 5 years to effect the Anschluss of Austria. 2.5 years later, he was master of the European continent. Hitler doesn't have a secret weapon at his disposal. He doesn't owe his victory to a superior intelligence service. Even the most talked about fifth column was not decisive. He won because the supposed opponents were already sympathetic to the ideas for which he stood. Only those who unconditionally and unrestrictedly consider the market economy as the only workable form of social cooperation are opponents of the totalitarian systems and are capable of fighting them successfully. Those who want socialism intend to bring their country the system which Russia and Germany enjoy. To favor interventionism means to enter a road which leads to socialism. This article goes on and on, and I highly recommend it. And if you want a copy, send me an email. I'll get it out to you. Maybe I'll even post it. Nothing different at all than what's happening today. Have to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. We are witnessing what I believe are the biggest lies advanced by the media and elected leadership in several generations. The notion that most Americans, regardless of party, support abortion till birth, multiple genders beyond two, taxation until it hurts, regulation of everything, and the big one, that both sides of the great ideological divide hate the other. Folks, it's simply not true. None of it. They're dividing us for votes, for fundraising, and for the sensation aimed at increased readership and viewership revenue. These things at what cost? Let's just say the price is too high. Guess who gets to say no more? We do. Us. We the people. How? Tune them out. They'll find the truth. As long as sensational rhetoric and shiny things rule over real news, well, how about this? Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I can't almost. I got to do a little bit more from this article because the end of the column reads much like something that we oftentimes reiterate again and again and again and again here on this program. I'm not Bobby Boucher. I don't carry the water for any political party or any politician. I don't. I am a conservative. I'm a libertarian guy. I am. I don't think I have a political party. Republican Party is not conservative. They're not libertarian. Our nation just went over $22 trillion in debt. Both parties do it. How can one party say that they are conservative? How is that conservative? I don't have a party. I'm all by myself out here. Well, there's a few of us others out here, but I'm not going to participate. He writes, and again, this is something we've talked about here on the program. What is wrong with Western civilization is the habit of judging political parties merely by asking whether they seem new and radical enough. Now, this is more European style. Not by analyzing whether they are wise or unwise, or whether they are apt to achieve their aims. Not everything that exists today is reasonable. But that does not mean that everything that does not exist is sensible. The usual terminology of political language is stupid, and I agree. What is left? What is right? How often here on the program we make fun of the elephants and the donkeys? Why should Hitler be right and Stalin, at the time his temporary friend, be left? Who is reactionary and who is progressive? Reaction against an unwise policy is not to be condemned. And progress towards chaos is not to be commended. Nothing should find acceptance just because it is new, radical, and fashionable. It's an old sales technique. Just put new next to it, right? Addison Avenue type stuff. I'm going to say that again. Nothing should find acceptance just because it's new, radical, and fashionable. Something we are seriously lacking in our society. Wisdom. Orthodoxy is not an evil if the doctrine on which the Orthodox stand is sound. Who is anti-labor? Those who want to lower labor to the Russian level, or those who want for labor the capitalistic standard of the United States? Again, written in 1940. Who is nationalist? Those who want to bring their nation under the heel of the Nazis, or those who want to preserve its independence? What would have happened to Western civilization if its peoples had always shown such liking for the new? Suppose they had welcomed, as the wave of the future, Attila the Hun, the creed of Mohammed, or the Tartars. They, too, were totalitarian and had military successes to their credit, which made the weak hesitate and ready to capitulate. Again, this is all written in 1940, the last line of his column. What mankind needs today is liberation from the rule of nonsensical slogans and a return to sound reasoning. God bless, man. I wish. Oh, my God. I don't know if it's social media that fuels all of this idiocy or what, but yeah, we could use some sound reasoning. We could use a little bit of wisdom. Have to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Become part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. All of our free stuff at the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back. The best of me.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to delve into the political here. I can't remember her name. Idil Omar. Is she the representative from Minnesota? Was recently elected freshman from Minnesota. Okay. What's it again? What's the name again? Ilhan Omar. Okay. She came under fire this past week. She said something, tweeted something online that was taken as being anti-Semitic, and there were calls out there for her to resign and for her to step down. Why? Just elected. And I'm shocking people. She was elected. Elections have consequences. She was elected by her peers. The people in her district voted for her. They want her. Guess what? She's done in 2020 if they decide they want somebody else. That's how our country works. We got to stop with this nonsense. Oh, we got to remove this one. We got to remove that one. This one needs some. Let them say what they want. Let them show exactly who they are. As vile as it may be, I'm in the free speech business, my friends. I want to know who the anti-Semites are. Let her speak, for crying out. You can condemn it all you want. But it's stupid. It really is. Again, I understand the power dynamic in Washington, D.C. You got a lot of news coming out this past week. You had the Senate come out, and both bipartisan. Bipartisan, Trump did not collude with Russia. No evidence of collusion with Russia. Yeah, big surprise. Mueller report should be coming out soon. You get former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Guess he's got a book coming out. And he went on 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley, saying all these things and how he's breaking and putting the investigation together. And again, you read it, and it's petty. But, again, what did he try to do? This is the Justice Department. He tried to recruit people within the Justice Department and then tried to get people within Trump's cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office. How often here on the program have I warned and complained that we're fast becoming a banana republic, third world country? This is what goes on in third world countries. Are you kidding me? He won. He won. I don't care how much you dislike him. Okay? I really, 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 really did not want Barack Obama to win. I knew what was going to happen. I knew it. I was hoping and praying that Hillary Clinton would have stayed in the race. I knew what we were getting. But he won. He won. I didn't jump on that. All those idiots out there trying to discredit Obama, get rid of him because of some birth certificate. It was stupid. Elections have consequences. Donald Trump is up for re-election in 2 years. 2 years. You want to vote him out? Vote him out then. But believe me, the day after Donald Trump won, an outsider won, the wheels instantly went in motion. And, you know, this old saying talking about if you're going to take a shot at the king, you better not miss. They figured they could get rid of Donald Trump within the first 6 to 8 months. And if you remember everything that was happening, the infancy of the Trump presidency, Congress didn't back him. They wanted no part of him. They were in on it, many of them, many of the Republicans. He's an outsider. I compared him to Al Cervic. Rodney Dangerfield from Caddyshack. Didn't belong. They didn't want him. It wasn't a part of the Bushwood Country Club. Didn't fit in. And they tried to get rid of him, and they couldn't do it. And this is what we have spent our time on. This is what the media has devoted its time to. It's pathetic and sad. I don't care where you, what you call yourself. I don't care. You want to label yourself. I'm calling myself an elephant. I'm calling myself a donkey. This sucks. This is not good for the country. This is not what the founders had envisioned. Really, you're going to take Donald Trump out on nothing? And they knew it was nothing. They all knew, but they didn't care. They didn't care. There's no consideration over doing what's right. Most of these people have had ethical bypasses. They have. They're no different than a lot of the dirtbags on Wall Street that rip people off, except they're ripping the taxpayers off, sticking it to their voters. How many times I've been asked? Not just me. My clients. The clients have said, asked to run for office. Everybody keeps asking me to run for office. I could never do it. I know I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Maybe if they reinstituted the duel. Remember Zell Miller taking on Chris Matthews, challenging him to a duel, wishing for the days of a duel? I couldn't be around these people. I know my nature. I wouldn't be able to tolerate it. I go old school. You know, somebody would say something about me on MSNBC or somewhere else, and I'd be like, really? And I'd be the guy, say, okay, come here, say it to my face. Sorry. May sound a little caveman to you, but hey, I am who I am, and I know thyself. Okay? I know myself. I know exactly who I am, and I know that I couldn't handle it. And it's sad that these are the people that are representing us. And I've given lots of different ways we can try to clean up our politics. And we're running out of time today. You know, maybe I'll save that. I'm going to write that down. Some of Markowski's ideas for fixing things. From being termed out of Washington, D.C. to how we handle money in politics. Got some pretty nifty ideas. Anyway, I have to go. God bless everyone. Thanks for tuning into the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, we welcome you. I don't care. 10 million, 1 million, just getting started. We help everybody out. Watchdog on Wall Street.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we have called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby! Six! That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
For USA Radio News, overwhelmed by the politics in the USA Radio News,
for
White House hopefuls and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.